635-5910.
I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. It is Hump Day Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. This is Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you that I will not be doing the show live tomorrow. Be asking for prayers tomorrow afternoon for Vicky and her doctors, as we have a procedure to deal with in Traverse City tomorrow. This show today, Wednesday, will be rebroadcasting tomorrow, Thursday. So don't be texting me any comments during the show tomorrow, because it will be today's show. And I will be off the air and not live tomorrow. A week from tomorrow night, Thursday, January 30th, 7 p.m., county conventions for the Republican Party will be held in all 83 counties across the state of Michigan. You must go to your county convention, even if you're not a precinct delegate. You need to go and attend to watch the convention, to see what takes place, and then as soon as the convention closes, raise your hand, get acknowledged by the chair of the party, and ask them if they have an open seat for a precinct delegate in your area, your neighborhood, your township, however it's broken down, to see if there's a vacancy where you could be elevated at the county convention to be a precinct delegate for the rest of this two-year term. Most of us were on the ballot in August 6th primary and was elected to a two-year term. Well, this is for the next 2 years, starting at this state convention, which will be in Detroit on February 21st and 22nd. Huntington Place, formerly known as Cobo Hall, that's where the state convention will be. What happens at the county convention is all the delegates get called to conventions, advance notice, you must come participate in the county convention to select your delegates, voting delegates, and alternates to go to state convention. Now, why is it so important? Because the Republican Party, as well as the Democrat Party, are both electing new chairmen to run their parties. State chairman. Why is it so critically important? Well, number one, the chair sets the tone for the party, how they're going to operate, how successful they're going to be in raising money toward the 2026 midterm election? Are they a political consultant? Are they a inner, I guess you would call it, inner circle type of chair who has a lot of contacts with Donald Trump, state representatives, state senators, insider kind of thing? Or more of a grassroots candidate? We saw what happened with Christina Caramo winning, but then being ousted and replaced by Pete Hoekstra, an insider, a former U.S. congressman, ambassador. He is now gone, and we have to replace him. One of the candidates running, Scott Greenlee, a good friend of mine. He's coming on in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that little light shines all around us.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two today. Joining us on the line right now is Scott Greenlee. He's a longtime friend. We go back, I think, all the way to the 2010 state convention where I met Scott. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Your memory's great. That was at the Amway Grand Plaza, and we worked together on prices.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Scott, do me a favor. Get the mic just a little bit closer to your mouth. That was the first time I met you. I remember it was after the Friday night district caucuses where all these candidates usually rent a bar or a restaurant or something and people gather. And there you were sitting with some guys. And I'm like, okay, who is this guy? I got to meet him. He's sitting around with some folks. So we go way back. And one thing I wanted to ask you right out of the gate, I ask all the hundreds, if not thousands, of interviews I've done now with candidates running for various offices over the years. Why in the heck are you running to be the state party chair of the Republican Party?
You know, Randy, I'm passionate about conservatism. I'm passionate about the direction of our beautiful state. And I've looked at what the Democrats have done over the years, and it spurred me to always be involved. But in 2026, we've got arguably our greatest challenge, our greatest opportunity, and our most important election. I know we say that every cycle, but it's true. The harm the Democrats did when they had unilateral control of state government over the last 2 years, for the first time, by the way, in 40 years, is something we need to address and fix quickly. And if we do not win the governor's office, win back the state Senate, and hold the state House, we don't have an opportunity to do that. Fortunately, we've got the House now. We can block further harm, assuming that our representatives stand together, united against the tyranny and the woke agenda that the Democrats, led by Governor Whitmer, have put forward. But to really fix the problem, we've got to win. So I was encouraged by a lot of people to run. I believe I have the executive leadership experience that has been demonstrated in business, the nonprofit community, and, of course, in politics to do the job, to unite the party, to handle things in a compliant and transparent manner, which everyone, I think, will be behind, and we'll have a good 2026.
Now, one of the things you mentioned there in your business, and you've been involved in politics for a while, but most recently, you've been a consultant to a couple of congressional races. I'd like you to talk about that experience.
Sounds good. This last cycle, I did outside PAC and C4 work supporting Tom Barrett, who is our new member of Congress down here in the mid-Michigan Lansing area. In fact, he's my member of Congress. Talk about a great upgrade to go from Slotkin to Barrett. If only everybody could have that happen to them like I did. You know, the other one that was recent, because I've done a lot of congressional races over the years, but in 2020, I had the opportunity to meet and work with Lisa McClain. I ran her first campaign, which was a very, very tough primary. We were outspent, but Lisa had the right profile for that particular district. She worked incredibly hard. And you see that work ethic paying off now that she's in D.C., and she's already, in only 4 years, in an organization that typically is very seniority-based. She's worked her way up to the conference chair position, and I expect more great things from this conservative leader out of Macomb County.
Now, one of the things that right there tells me is the limited funds, like you were saying, outspent in that very competitive race. One thing that I'm sick and tired of is what I perceive ever since I got involved in the party, like I said, back in 2010 when I ran for state senate up here in the 37th, ended up going to state convention for the very first time, is this political class and how they have a hold on the party as far as a big contract to sign to be, quote-unquote, their consultant. And Scott, sometimes I've been told these are multi-million dollar contracts, and that's money that could be spent on candidates. That's money that could be spent at the local level by the state party. What is your idea? What is your motive operandi if you get elected to be chair? How do you plan to operate the state party going forward toward that 26 election?
Well, thank you for bringing up the consulting situation in Michigan. First of all, to be very, very crystal clear, I will not be a consultant during the next cycle. I will only focus on the state party. Number one, it would be a conflict of interest if I were running a governor's campaign or consulting with a member of Congress and also trying to lead the party. You know, there's just too much there that would frankly look bad and be inappropriate. And I've always tried to stay appropriate. But secondly, there aren't enough hours in the day. The state deserves a full-time focused state party chair. And if my attention is distracted trying to elect someone to the U.S. Senate or what have you, it just wouldn't be fair to the delegates. So I want to be clear about that since there are questions if I'll still run my business. I absolutely, positively will not strategically consult with any candidate. Now, in terms of how I will manage the office, I am a consultant. I understand TV contracts. I understand mail permits. I understand all this stuff. And I've worked with it in a very successful, and in my business at least, very transparent manner over the last several years. This will save the state party funds initially because we will not have to hire consultants the way they have in the past, because a consultant will be running the organization, and I certainly have had a level of success in this state that the delegates can feel comfortable in from a strategic standpoint. Will we need to occasionally bring people into the fold, experts in particular areas, new technologies? Sure, but that'll be done through the state committee in a very transparent manner so everybody can take a look. Finally, and this is really important, I've heard stories of a lot of price gouging, let's just say, where somebody's buddy gets in and, you know, they give them big contracts with exorbitant rates. You know, it's a business. People should make money. People do make money, and that's okay. But we need to make sure that nobody's taking advantage of the situation. And again, what's good about me is I understand the rates. I understand what should be paid. I understand what's reasonable in the marketplace. And I'll work with the budget committee closely to make sure we spend those dollars properly. I've done that in the nonprofit world and in the political world for years. When you deal with donor dollars, Randy, you have a higher level of fiduciary responsibility than you do in the business world. And I will do everything I can to treat every one of those donor dollars with care, with compliance, and with transparency.
Well, you nailed the head, because I have heard, and I haven't been able to verify, but people have told me from multiple sources that this one particular firm that's had a hold on Michigan Republican Party politics, they literally would make a phone call to negotiate an ad buy for a certain candidate, for a certain race. I'm not going to name any names, but for making that phone call, Scott, they got an ad agency commission of 30% of all the dollars that were spent on a multi-huge hundreds of thousands of dollars campaign. 30% commission for one phone call? I'm sorry, that's a complete waste of donors' dollars.
Yeah, we won't be paying 30% commissions, I don't think, to anybody. That sounds unreasonable to me. I've never made an ad buy, and my business has taken 30% from it, whether we made one call or 10 calls. That's out of whack with what the marketplace pays traditionally, and certainly it's inappropriate when dealing with donor dollars, in my opinion. I would have to know all the background of that particular deal. Maybe there was more to the story, but
right.
Rest assured, Randy, we'll be compliant, we'll be transparent, and we'll make sure every donor dollar is treated appropriately.
Now, there are other candidates running, and are you choosing to run a positive campaign? You're only going to be talking about yourself and all the things you've done, what you bring to the table, or are you going to kind of, you know, get down and play dirty with some of these candidates running for the state party chair?
You know, my track record, even in running campaigns, unless I'm taking on the Democrats, but in primaries and such, has been to stay above board. I'm a Ronald Reagan guy. I got involved in politics when my classmates way back at East Kentwood High School, when I was a junior, selected me to play Ronald Reagan in the school mock election. You won't be surprised to know I won. I won handily. It was great.
Yeah.
But Reagan had this, you know, commandment in dealing with other Republicans. It was the 11th commandment, as he called it. Thou shalt not speak ill of fellow Republicans. And I try and adhere to that. I'm not here to talk about any one of the other three. They're all passionate conservatives. They, you know, have all contributed to the party in ways historically. And certainly, if elected, I will entertain an opportunity to chat with every one of them, take any ideas that they've got, vet them out, and put them into play if it makes sense.
Now, one of your opponents has already chosen a co-chair to run with. Have you made the decision as to who you would, if you win, who would you pick to be your co-chair?
Such a tough decision when there are so many good people out there. Last time that I ran and I sought this office where I didn't have a real good path to win, I didn't select a co-chair. I said I was going to leave it up to the state committee. This time, I am going to pick someone 100%. Not 99, but 100% of my supporters and volunteers and kitchen cabinet have said you need to do it. So I've got it down to four people. I'm thinking about all the angles on every one of them so that we select the best person for the job, for the delegates, for the Michigan Republicans. And I will announce that person within the next week or two, certainly before the convention.
Okay, so before the convention, you'll make that announcement.
Yes, sir.
Okay, make sure you text me or come back on the show to let me know, or have that person actually come on the show. Would love to get to know them and find out why they were chosen to be your co-chair. Last question, and I've gotten this via text message from a couple of our listeners. They're basically the same question, but this is the bottom line. There's four people running, and one thing that I don't understand, and I'd like you to explain this real quick. And Scott, if I need to hold you over, I hope I can do it, because I'm getting bunch of text messages. Okay. One of the things that I'm looking at here is there's good candidates running. If somebody else wins, is there a reason why you would not be willing to say on this show that you'd be willing to work with them to help them be successful? For example, you're very good at raising money. You have a lot of experience in knowing how to do mailings. You know how to do text messaging. You know about geofencing. You know a lot of things on what to do for these candidates. If somebody else wins, would you be willing to work with the winner, even though they're an opponent of yours, to lend them your experience and expertise? Or are you just going to simply walk away and go back to your consulting business?
That's a very good question. I've been around the Michigan Republican Party at one level or another for over 35 years. I'm not going anywhere. In fact, when Christina Caramo reached out to me, or when she was elected, I should say, I reached out to her. We had a couple talks. I made myself available. She did not reach out to me regularly, but I was willing to work with her. By the same token, when Pete Hoekstra assumed the leadership, I reached out to him. And said anything you need, and he and I did collaborate on a few things. So yeah, I'm willing to work with anybody to further the conservative cause in this great state, and 26 is way too important to walk away under any circumstance.
Very good. Excellent, short, concise answer. Next quick question, and I think I can let you get back to making calls. Do you have a website or any place that people can go to see more about you, your resume, your background?
You bet. It is www.greenlee4migopchair.com. G-R-E-E-N-L-E-E, the number 4, M-I-G-O-P-C-H-A-I-R.com. By the way, on that website, you'll find my cell phone. You'll find an email, and those go directly to me. I don't have any staff filtering those or looking at them, and they're not going to change when I'm elected. So people and delegates will always be able to reach out.
Very good. Okay, we got it all in, Scott. We appreciate you, and we'll let you go for today, brother.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.